You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Title: The Secret Place. Topic: Being in the presence of the Lord. We have heard the songs and we have heard the sayings in the secret place of our God, Most High. Or a song like this: And I will go to the secret place, bow my knees to his glorious throne. Beautiful words, beautiful lyrics, but do we truly understand what it means? To begin, let us first revisit the Exodus from Egypt. Exodus 13:20, 22, King James Version. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. God was guiding the Israelites literally out of the hands of the Egyptians to the promised land. He protected them, inducing fear in the hearts of their adversaries. Exodus 14:23, 25, King James Version. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. This narrative illustrates how the Lord protected and guarded his people out of Egypt. The Egyptians did not directly see God, but perceived him through the cloud of smoke. When the tabernacle was built, God positioned himself in his house. Exodus 40, 32, 38, Amplified Bible. When they went into the tent of meeting or came near the altar, they washed, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he erected the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging or screen at the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud, the Shekinah, God's visible presence, covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud remained upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Israelites went onward. But if the cloud was not taken up, they did not journey on till the day that it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel. The holiest of holies, where God resided on his throne above the Ark of the Covenant, symbolizes the secret place where one can be as close to God as possible. This secret place is a private, intimate place of rest and solitude. In Deuteronomy, the people were also warned against idol worship in the secret place, which is reserved for God Almighty. Deuteronomy 27:15, King James Version, Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. The secret place is special. It is where one is protected by the shadow of his cloud, his covering. Psalm 91:1-3, King James Version. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. The secret place is also where God is most creative and protective. God created the earth and living creatures out of the void. Out of darkness, he created light from a place known only to him. Psalm 139, 13, 16, New International Version, 1984. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. The secret place is where you can be alone, without distractions, seeking and finding God. Going to the secret place means going to that place of solitude where it can be just God and you. Matthew 6, 5, 8, King James Version. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Matthew 6, 5, 8, Amplified Bible. Also when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by people. Truly I tell you, they have their reward in full already. But when you pray, go into your most private room, and closing the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you in the open. And when you pray, do not heap up phrases, multiply words, repeating the same ones over and over, as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their much speaking. I Kings 18:25, 29. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. In Greek, the word tameon is used for the thy closet, King James Version, or your most private room, Amplified Bible. For the Jews of Jesus' day, they likely heard the word mistar. Tameon, like mistar, denotes the secret place, or the most secret place. For the disciples and those with the Lord, this meant going into one's private secret place, the tabernacle, to pray. But how could all the people worship in the tabernacle, which was only 75 by 150 feet? This is where the concept of the portable tabernacle or tallit comes in. Like in the holy place, where the ceiling is made out of fine linen, covering oneself with the tallit is like stepping into the holy place, the secret place. The most important part of this tent is where God resides, the Holy of Holies. Oswald Chambers, in My Utmost for His Highest, wrote about the effort of will in prayer. He emphasized that after entering our secret place and shutting the door, the most difficult thing to do is to pray. The battle in private prayer is overcoming idle and wandering thoughts, learning to discipline our minds for willful, deliberate prayer. Michael Ann Gall, in the April 2011 edition of Spirit-Led Woman, described the secret place of prayer as a source of inspiration and comfort. Prayer, according to Gall, is about breathing out to clear out the clutter and noise within, and breathing in God's presence, creating that inner room where one can meet with him in secret. She urged believers to come as they are, without imitating others, to enjoy a unique relationship with God. When unsure how to pray, remember God is our Father. Speaking to God is like speaking to a parent, simple and heartfelt. Through Jesus Christ, believers have been given the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, who aids in prayer, even with utterances unknown to man. Romans 8:26, Amplified Bible. So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness, for we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. 1 Corinthians 14:13, 15, Amplified Bible. Therefore, the person who speaks in an unknown tongue should pray for the power to interpret and explain what he says. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays, but my mind is unproductive, it bears no fruit and helps nobody. Then what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. I will sing with my spirit, by the Holy Spirit that is within me, but I will sing intelligently with my mind and understanding also. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 14, 4, 5, New International Version, 1984, encouraged every believer to speak in tongues, a heavenly language that edifies and renews strength, fostering a close relationship with God, our Father. In our prayer room, our prayer closet, under our tallet, or in our secret place, we come to have a close encounter with God. God has provided everything we need for a healthy praying relationship with Him. The final element to add to this environment of the secret place is ourselves. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.